Opening day for the Texas Rangers is Monday. We are not going to preview the season. What we are interested in, though, is what's new to eat. And the answer is big. KERA's digital news editor Eric Austin is a veteran diner from the State Fair Midway, and he's here with a look at the new Rangers menu, which has just been unveiled. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Justin.
So, not quite peanuts and hot dogs, is it?
Not anymore. You can still get the old reliables, but this year there's bacon on a stick, which is smoked Hungarian bacon dipped in a maple glaze.
Ooh.
There's brisket sausage, which is sausage made from all beef brisket, comes with fried onions and barbecue sauce. There's Mexican-style shrimp cocktail, which is chilled shrimp tossed with cocktail sauce, pico de gallo, and avocado. And Justin, there's something called the chumungus.
Whoa, stop right there. The chumungus. What's up with that?
I know, pretty strange. It's named after Shin Su Chu, the new Rangers outfielder. And the chumungus is humongous. It's a sandwich that's 2 feet long. It's Asian beef with spicy slaw. Very, very spicy.
Yeah.
It's the item that's generating the most buzz this year. And you can wash that down with a bunch of new wines on tap, or how about a frozen beer?
Mm.
It should keep your brew cold during those scorching days at the ballpark. I mean, Globe Life Park. I keep forgetting about that name change.
Why are these stadium foods getting so crazy, Eric?
Cash is the big reason. You can make a lot of money off hungry fans. That bacon on a stick, that's $7. And the chumungus sandwich, $26.
Wow.
Bloomberg says the Texas Rangers generated $22 million in concessions in 2012. That's more than they made from parking or sponsorships that year. In the concessions category, the Rangers ranked 10th in Major League Baseball in 2012. Now, that's not bad, but there's room for improvement. And also, these new foods generate media buzz. Lots of outlets covered the event in which these foods were shown to the medium, and we're talking about it right now, so, well, you get the idea.
This all sounds like a concessions arms race. Can you talk about some of the competitors? Offerings?
Oh, sure. Every team and sports venue locally and nationally trying to outdo the competition. Last fall, Texas Motor Speedway unveiled a bacon beer milkshake. Now, that would be great to wash down with that bacon on a stick, right? And if you're heading to Chicago, the White Sox are offering a banana split with, get this, 12 scoops of ice cream. It's served in a full-size batting helmet.
Wow.
The whole thing weighs 3 pounds, and Justin, while I like to eat, I can't eat all that.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Justin.